Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great pleasure to see you take your seat as the at the helm of this conference as the fifth president for 2024. And it goes without saying that you can count on my delegation's full support and cooperation. Mr. President, on the 19th of July, I will complete my term as the United Kingdom's permanent representative to this conference. This will therefore be my last plenary meeting, and I crave your indulgence for a few brief reflections on my time here. It has been a great honour to have represented my country in the CD for these last 6 years. They have not been easy ones. While there have been some modest successes, I look back with particular pride, for example, on the work we have done to rejuvenate and broaden international discussions on outer space security, both here and in the UN General Assembly, there is no doubt that it has been and continues to be an exceptionally difficult time for the disarmament enterprise. Though it is important, it is not simply a question of insufficient political will. The global security landscape is at its most serious for over 30 years. The issues we deal with in this conference go to the heart of that landscape. They are complex and sensitive and touch on the supreme interests of each of our nations. We are only likely to make progress on disarmament when our governments are convinced that that is what will strengthen international peace and security. That is why I believe the difficult times we are in make the CD more, not less, important. There is nowhere else where a standing community of diplomatic experts is engaging in such depth on nuclear disarmament, on outer space security, on the impact on international peace and security of the astonishing technological developments of our age, and on the future of disarmament and arms control itself. There is no other body that brings together this unique constellation of states with a specific and explicit mandate to negotiate disarmament agreements. If disarmament is going to get back on track and make a positive contribution to international peace and security, it is here that it will happen. So, while after 6 years I fully understand the frustrations often expressed about this body, I cannot agree with those who argue it should be bypassed, mothballed, or even abolished. If this conference did not exist, we would have to invent it. And in the current circumstances, I doubt we would be able to. On the contrary, we need to redouble our investment in it. The decision we have just taken to create subsidiary bodies and the agreement that they should continue in the 2025 session is therefore a positive signal and a good note on which to take my leave. But do not waste the chance, as we did in 2022, or fail to build on it, as we did after 2018. It is impossible to ignore the world outside or to leave politics completely at the door. Many of you have heard me remark over the years that arms control and disarmament is not something you do amongst friends. We cannot let the global situation, still less confected procedural wrangling or negotiations over second-order issues, prevent us from doing the serious groundwork that will allow us to achieve real results when the next window of political opportunity opens. Mr. President, I would like to close with some words of thanks. First of all, to the Deputy Secretary General and to the whole Secretariat team, as well as the conference officers and interpreters for all they do to support our work. They are the unsung heroes of multilateralism. Second, to all the great diplomats I have had the good fortune to work with and learn from during these last 6 years. I have seen for myself that many countries send their best and brightest to work on these knotty issues, and it has been a pleasure to see them in action. And particularly on this International Day of Women in Diplomacy, it's fitting that I can pay tribute to the distinguished ambassadors of Canada, Hungary and Israel, completing their terms today as well, and are amongst the best and the brightest. And finally, to the members of my own delegation, past and present, for their unfailing good humour, creativity, resilience and expertise. It has been a privilege to work with them. I wish you and your successor as president all the very best in guiding the conference to a successful conclusion this year, and to my friend, the Ambassador of Italy, as he prepares to assume the role of the first presidency of 2025. And to all my fellow delegates, keep the faith. I will continue to follow the work of this conference wherever my career takes me, and I look forward, both in hope and expectation, to news of your future successes. I thank you.